So my boyfriend and I are having a little bit of a disagreement right now, and it's
Fighting.
over. No, but this is a good one. Like, once in a while, we fight about stupid stuff. And so, like I gotta say, since COVID, since we've been like up in each other's business, we're not really fighting. So I guess we both realize we're stuck with each other. So we can't really fight because it's just going to make this miserable year even more miserable. So we've actually been getting along really well. But so this is the kind of fight we have. It's not even like a real fight. It's more like I disagree and so do I, or I disagree with you and that kind of thing. All right. So I don't know if you saw this today, and this is really upsetting me. There's a new study out that says dogs could be spreading COVID.
Right.
Right. Study finds living with a dog increases your risk of contracting COVID. So I say that to my boyfriend, who is a professional dog care person. He trains and boards and walks and takes care of dogs. And he said it's BS. He doesn't believe that study. He knows all the dog walkers in the city, and none of them have COVID. Like, none of the people he knows who walk dogs professionally have COVID. And
Right.
I said, well, that makes sense because you go to someone's house, you get their dog, you walk the dog, you let the dog back in their house, then you go on your way. It's not that the dogs are giving you COVID. It's that they're tracking it into the house, and then you live with them, and they jump up on the bed, and they're all up in your business, and they bring in COVID into the house. It's like, it's not possible because it's not living that long on surfaces. Like, it just the idea of like a dog would have to walk on a spot where there's actual COVID and then bring it into the house. But that's what the study is saying.
Okay, let's say your parents have a corgi, and corgis pretty much drag the ground when
Right.
they walk. So they're hanging out on 45th Street in Manhattan, scraping the ground. They're going to get the bugs on the belly, and then you're going to rub the corgi belly, and then you're going to get sick.
But here's the thing. I've been living with my dogs for years. I've never gotten sick from my dogs. I have two dogs here now. Nobody here has gotten COVID, and we're with the dogs all the time. So I'm not saying that I can't. I'm not saying it's impossible, but they're basically saying, here, wait, where's the
I
thing?
think there's a bigger chance of you getting COVID because you have a dog than if you didn't have a dog. Because if you didn't have a dog, then you wouldn't be going outside, you wouldn't be around other things that can attract to the dog. So I think there's a bigger chance since you have a dog of getting it. I don't think it's hugely.
No, 78%. Here's what, okay, the study was published in the journal Environmental Research, and it's revealed two things: living with a dog and buying basic products in the supermarket with home delivery were two of the risk factors that were analyzed, okay? Those are the two risk factors that most increase the risk of contracting COVID. 78% in the case of living with a dog, and 94% if you do the supermarket home delivery. Now, I don't do home delivery. I get my own groceries. And it says later in the study that, you know, everybody makes fun of me because I bring the groceries home and then I take out my Clorox wipes and I wipe down everything. This study found that that completely decreases the opportunity for COVID. Like, if you go food shopping on your own, you wash your hands and then you clean your groceries, you're not getting COVID. So I just said to my boyfriend, you know, we have these disinfectant wipes for our hands, let's just start wiping the dog's paws. I'm not going to do that. Why not? Like, where's the downside to this?
If it's not going to hurt them, then I don't think it's going to hurt you.
It's not going to hurt them. Where's the
I
downside?
don't
Wipe the
know. I'm
damn
just saying.
paws.
Maybe dogs' paws, they like the COVID on them. I don't know. I don't think scientists know enough about COVID. I think they're finding things
Yeah.
out every single day about COVID that they had no idea. So, you know, it could live on dogs' paws for 3 days. We don't know. You know, there's so many different strains of this crap. We don't know.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And now with the numbers increasing in New York again, like, just wipe off the paws. There's no downside. Wipe off the damn
Well,
paws.
I don't think you're going to be able to get the wipes unless you have a bunch of them now
I
because
do. Are you kidding?
all
No,
the
there's
stores are running out of toilet paper. They're running out of everything again.
no, we have wipes here. We have everything. We like during the downtime when we flattened our curve and had like, you know, 10 cases a day. There's wipes everywhere, so we just bought up as much as we could. So we have tons of that stuff.
Yeah, because now I'm running out of toilet paper, so I got to figure out when to go and where it is, because most of it's gone now because people are hoarding again.
Oh, yeah. I saw like empty shelves. People were posting pictures of empty shelves again. And the crazy thing is the price gouging. So today I went to the supermarket just to buy like two things. And while I was there, they had disinfectant wipes. So I bought some of those because I always do when I see them. And eggs, because that's what I went for. And on the way out, I was like, oh, there's some paper towels. Let me buy some paper towels. So that's all I bought. Eggs, paper towels, and disinfecting wipes, which was $4.99 because it said it right on there. And she goes, that'll be $52.99. I was like,
$52.
Did you say $52? She said, yeah. I said, how is that possible? I have three items here. She said the paper towels are $36.
No, they are not.
They were. I said, then you can take them off my bill. I'm not spending $36 on paper towels. Like, what? Who do you think I am? Like, what? They are price gouging. It's illegal. You can't do that.
Then they should burn in hell for that.
Yes, they should. $36 for eight paper towels.
That's crazy. Oh, so you got the big pack, though. But that's still insane.
Of them is eight paper towels for $36. That is not right.
It's getting worse every day. And wait till everybody has to do their Thanksgiving together. Wait till that happens.
Yeah, see, now I'm having second thoughts. So here's the thing. We've been around my parents. And my mom and I have been getting in the car and doing stuff together, the two of us. So, and she's got a N95 mask on. I wear two masks just to be safe, you know, with her and whatever. So what if my plan was just to go to their house.
Mm-hmm.
They sit at the table. We sit on the couch. So we're socially distant, right? And I bring separate food. I bring their food that they're going to eat and our food that we're going to eat. So there's no cross-contamination.
See, it's different for you because Thanksgiving is your birthday. It's two holidays rolled into one. Let's say it wasn't your birthday. You don't have to do Thanksgiving with your family. You don't have to. You can actually skip this year. I love turkey, but not that much to die.
No, but am I taking a risk by going to my parents' house? We've been there already. We've seen them a bunch during COVID. We just see them outside usually, but we've been to their house a couple of times.
It's only them two and you two?
It's only them two and us two.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, how can you say that's not fine?
Think it is. I mean, I think it's fine because we're going to all keep our masks on. And when we eat, we're going to eat on opposite sides of the house. Literally, we're going to sit on the couch and eat and they're going to sit at their table and eat. And we can see each other, but, you know, we're not going to be near each other.
I know, but your parents are up there in years. You got to consider that.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? That's all I'm saying.
Because you're thinking that we should cancel Thanksgiving?
So I'm going to. I don't see a reason to do it.
I mean, my mom and I, you kidding? We're going to spend the weekend together.
Yeah, you guys are together three times
all
a week.
Time.
So I don't know why.
She's part of my pod. She's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just you two and them two, I think that's fine. I mean, it's when people get together with, you know, 15 people on this side and 15 people on this side, and they're going to do
what
it.
I think. Right,
they're going to do
it. Right.
And you're not going to stop them.
Yeah, when they get together with people that they haven't seen since the beginning of COVID or people they're not with on a regular basis or somebody who's flying in from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, am I going to die just to see my brother? I don't like my brother.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not going to get sick because of my brother or somebody that he brought. It's not going to happen.